Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Rips and Raps podcast. This show is a show about demons speaking raps to lull you into a mental slumber where we may enter your dreams and steal your souls. Rips and Raps is not affiliated with the devil, yet we are more evil than him.
The devil can suck my chin.
Shh. Welcome to As the Demon Turns, where on this week's episode we steal a young girl's soul straight out of her nose. Coughing like this is really difficult. The following program contains language and subject matter that's offensive to some people, so listener discretion is advised. Come on now, bring it down. Episode 39. Everybody say hey. Say ho.
Rips and Raps, the Whistling Diction Show, starring Loki and Nick Furious.
Purple people, purveyors of pee-pee puddles.
Prominent penguins pee proportionately, perpendicularly, preposterous.
Preposterous?
Welcome to Rips and Raps, episode 39 of the Whistling Diction Podcast. It's a program. It's a podcast.
It's a broadcast.
It's a broadcast. It is a broadcasting of the net. Welcome to our weekly variety hour. I am Nick Furious, alongside, as always, Mr. Loki.
What's happening? How's it going? How was your week, Nick?
The week has been amazing. The show has been amazing. Tonight's our first night. We're going to be, forget syndication, we're going straight live right now. And we're going to put the show right up on Podomatic and on Blog Talk at the same time. It's going to be out there for everyone to listen to at the same time.
Yeah, so in the future, what time is the show going to be on Blog Talk? Right?
Well, pretty much the show will be available on Wednesday evenings about 11 at 10:30. Let's say 10:30. You'll be able to find either one of them out there. It'll be live playing again at 10:30 on Blog Talk Radio / The Literary Underground.
And it's on demand at iTunes and on Podomatic.com.
Ripsandraps.podomatic.com, where the sound content and quality is a little bit more sharp. But we're so excited to be able to put our show on a Wednesday night. Tonight we got some awesome people in the house. We got Ben Poe. What up, Mr. BP?
What's up? How's it going tonight?
It's going great, man. Occupying the underground as always.
Yep.
We brought our friend and guitarist Greg Forson in the mix tonight. He's choking and coughing. What up?
What up?
Representing the band with no name in the mix. And of course, the man of the hour, Mr. Colin Darby, also known as Darbstar.
Darbstar.
Playing with Reviva and played with many others, Colonius Groove. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. How y'all?
Dude, we're just so excited to be here. Finally, somebody as tall as me in the studio. I don't feel like a giant.
We're like brothers. Doing it. Serious style.
That's right. Dude, we've been, you know what? We've been trying to get this guy on the show for a long time, so I'm excited to have him here. Again, he plays locally. He's a saxophonist. He's also a singer and an MC of sorts. Of course, you know Greg Fortson because you've seen him running down the street naked screaming, "We're going streaking!
Sometimes.
Too quiet!"
That'll happen, though.
That happens. I don't have to be drunk for it.
Though. No. No, you don't. So, Loki, before we get out of here and get to the ripping and the rapping, tell them where they can send us some comments if they'd like.
Send us some love, ripsandraps@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Tell us what you'd like to hear more of, less of, whatever.
We now have a YouTube channel that rips and raps. So check it out. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you are saying.
Yeah. Explain it. So everybody, here we go, episode 39. Dirty, grimy, got the saxophone, everybody stand behind me. I got my man Greg and everybody keeps the grimy. I'm a limey ass slowly, all we got is written rock from Philly. Y'all know I'm silly, like I'm silly, Willie, I'm so silly. I just get down like I was from Southern Philly, like I was a Will, I am a Smith, I am not yo. That's a microphone from my hypnotic pop, yo.
I'm your partner, working in into this shit, with feeling too best, yeah.
Epic Beats, the producer of the podcast, mixing with all these motherfuckers. the rip raps and the rips and raps. The rips I rap, yeah, eat like succotash.
Sufferers, succotash, the baby bash, the drinking beer out of the cap that we made out of gold. We're in full control, rolling down the road, smoking gold, smoking high, bro. We're so high, bro. I'm like high, bro, when I roll by your brother or your father or your mom. I thought you was a dude, man. You look like one. Come on. That's what I thought. My vision's kind of bad, but it's alright, man. Just tell your dad to laugh. That that's not that bitch that I'm married to. I don't know, man. What I'm saying, just a hat of you.
Okay. hella big task. Yeah, just puffing on these rhymes. Yeah, doing it all of the time. Steady on the climb, we're gonna reach the top. Yeah, smoking on the finest picked crop freshly. How we're doing it definitely. Yeah, don't step to me. I don't have weaponry, I'll give you a hug. Yeah, I ain't busting no slugs. Yeah, I ain't no fucking thug. I just keep on falling in love.
Out Thursday nights, Rock Talk Radio, / the Literary Underground. Everybody knows I came to fumble, stumble now. I stumble down, I fall upon the. I gotta get up, yeah. Yo, smoke my marijuana, it's your honor. Y'all better take it to the next level. Yeah, you know we get with it. Oh, if anyone feels the urge to flow, just step up to the microphone and just go. Let's go.
Hey, yo, yo, yo. It's like if anyone has the urge to blow, oh, come on down to the Rhythm and Rap Show.
Yeah.
Get down, bro. It's our star on the light. And you know what happens when we unite and we light up that one flavor. Yo, it's gospel just like a lightsaber. A fixed light here with the green and red. The red is gonna be wearing when I'm taking it to the head. Oh, the logo, you know we rock it like a hobo on the curb. Yo, but that's what happens when we take it swerve and switch. Don't stop, like Julie Gish. That's the wrong name, but you wish. And that's what happens when we see it's the finest, it rips and raps. He's like, don't make it premeditated. You know what, fellas? We medicated. The head is taking it nice, and we are thinking ain't faking tonight. Bacon, that's what I'm doing. I'm blowing through the sacks. I'm blowing until I attack like a thumb one on the wall. Y'all work with what y'all is in the purple skull. It's like purple, you geeky cat. What's up, man? Sneaky, sneaky. That's what happens when we start rocking on the bike. I'll pass it back on my way.
Wanna give them to you so we can get lifted. Like a TED conference, TEDxABQ. That's where my interview's taking place. Cause I'm winning the race in first place. Yeah, you can tell there's no distaste in your mouth when you're listening. Your eyes are glistening. You're just so happy, yeah. You're just so happy. Just for floating above. Getting mad love and soaking the suds, yeah. We're just chilling back, smoking the drugs.
The interlude and the intro and outro. Girl, guys, dudes, don't really matter, fools. We just want to make it huge. The right pathway, follow the yellow brick road to the toe. As we flow, here we go. Dark Star and the low, getting down on the breeze. It's a cypher and it's a breeze. To me, to we. Come on now, you're listening to Epic Beats, the producer of this podcast. All this wonderful production, minus, you know, can't help from falling in love. Together to give us something to jam up. It's all about epic beats. Epic beats, spam with no name. It's the fame, and we came to lay the shame down. If you understand, fit round the show. And everybody on the show, here we go. Spice it up with cilantro and some oregano and some arugula. Yeah, that's right, I've been doing you. Yo, here comes the saxophone. I'm a saxophonist. Yeah, the microphone holds the ominous. Yeah, I got the rolling homie, lounge the shaman. Yeah, I'm eating top ramen every day when I'm popping ramen. Wallace and Gromit, you motherfuckers know I'm pinching. Where's my dog Snowy? Where's Mr. Haddock, your professor, Cuthbert, calculus? I'ma drop the slopes, motherfuckers know I'm alphabet. Yeah, I'm like your alphabet. Yeah, I'm like Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Y'all can just get off of my ass. I'm straight Chuck Mangione with a motherfucking banjoni. I'm like, yo, yo, Boney Maroney and Chuck. I don't know my flow, I meant to say something else like Joni Mitchell, but I'm a bitch, yo.
Just a little bit, better make a little bit. Let me come hit the shit. Yeah, cause we spice it up just a little bit. With a little bit of gear.
breathe. So let me take a hit and let me blow it out like a big old backslap. Yeah, doing it and getting so loud in the bedroom where we record this shit. Yeah, you just cannot get with it because we're coming and we're coming and we got it out on the highway. You going my way, but I'm saying when you're pulling over with no delay, because I'm spraying all these rips and raps and we can play some. Put it on the tape deck.
This is Nick Furious. You're listening live in to Rips and Raps on Blog Talk Radio / The Literary Underground. Whoa. Get your fix right here. Ha ha ha!
Again, everything comes back to the beginning again. It's a slow process. Yeah, you like the alchemy of the street making process, probably. My man Epic B making all the funky flows, and these motherfuckers adding shit on top. It's so, you know, it's so dope. It's like a volcano erupting, liquid hot magma. You better not be fronting. I be rupturing your cuss, member ice cream. If you know I'm rips and raps with a sight scream, what's the flight dream? Yeah, Hagen Dots, Ben and Jerry's. I break it down with this slow, hairy. I'm so scary. Yeah, I'm like a big old spider. Yeah, suicide diver. Yeah, fuck you, MacGyver. You ain't really gonna do nothing for me. I got a piece of tape and some coconuts. What, you gonna build a bomb or something?
Yeah, me and MacGyver are going nuts with all of these motherfucking coconuts. We made a bomb out of that shit and blew up. Now you cannot see us for two touch. Yeah, up in the sky where we're floating, because we're dead and I am just hoping. We're scoping to find a better place to live in the afterlife. But will the Lord forgive me?
Listen up, Lokes. You're listening to Nick Furious and Loki on Rips and Raps, the Whistling Dictions show. Put down your tea and crumpet
and grab your sack.
What's going on, Loki? Thanks for meeting me again on this corner. We seem to meet here at the corner of Fifth and Gold a lot.
Even though this is a horrific scene of where the cops stole my Skittles.
We really have...
No, you Skittles-stealing hobo.
I'm just going to buy crack with it anyway, you mother.
I'm going to buy crack, trade my Skittles for crack.
These guys are actually pretty good. Oh, look, there's a sack of them.
That's pretty.
Oh my god, you guys are awesome.
I told you to get out of here.
Oh man, these guys are good. I don't have any change. I have a dollar though. Here's a dollar.
I have a dollar?
No.
This bum wants my money. I don't know.
I don't like this guy.
I can play the spoon.
Well, then play the spoon, motherfucker.
Do you have any spoons? Such a beautiful day out here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I see the Sandia Mountains to the east. I witnessed the Kokopelli dancing upon the fresh spring dew.
I feel you. Even the Skittle-stealing hobo can't ruin my mood on a nice afternoon like this in Albuquerque.
Hey, bum, quit trying to get away, babe. Get up. I don't not have anything for you.
Put me on your leg.
Oh, my God.
Right now.
Of mice and men.
Go in here.
George's hands stopped working with the cards. His voice was growing warmer. And we could have a few pigs. I could build a smokehouse like the one Grandpa had. And when we kill a pig, we can smoke the bacon and the hams and make sausage and all like that.
Yeah, you like your bacon and your sausage. Rips and wraps, it's so freaking awesome. So awesome, like a cherry blossom. On a nice summer day in Albuquerque downtown. Oh, I'm on the corner watching these dudes play. They just getting down watching music display. And this homeless guy wants to take my money away. But what have you done for me lately anyway? That's why we rip and rap it. Yeah, we get so rabid like a dog. And we rapping and smacking you upside your melon. Yeah, Loki, tell him why we're Helen Keller. We can't dumb, deaf, and blind. No find, no time to tell her.
Can't tell her shit cause I can't see. I can't even talk cause I am low-key. I keep it low-key when I am smoking. That way you can't see me cause I'm the king. If you're a cop then I'm hiding from you. I wish it wasn't that way, but there's a few laws in the way. And I gotta say,
I wish that things were differently. Lee is the dog that I have in the house. Well, I don't have him, that's what he has. Man, I'm sorry, don't get loud. Don't get all proud and fucking angry. Yo, I'm just trying to rearrange these words that are spewing. I'm not trying to be confused and running with this shit from mice and men. Heisen, hyper with my pen. What am I saying? Yo, give me my stipend so I can get out of here with no delay, man.
Yo, I'm John Steinbeck. Yo, I'm funnier than Beck. So, yo, que onda, güero? You motherfuckers don't know shit. I get down like a Puerto Ricano. Yeah, I got mad blow in my lingo. I link it up as I go. Pick it like a boca hoto. I fucking fuck around in Espanol. I bring it back to England. If you know I got your profess, yeah, pride. Idiocy, no idiocracy like my judge. I'm the judge of all the mics ever. I'm clever with my endeavor. Sever anyone they order. You got me black leg down just like a sorta, sorta. Yeah, but I'm Tommy Lasorda. Fuck you motherfuckers, I'm back with order. Yeah, I got the order. I'm Boba Fett like my man Ben. Peyote, Coyote, Kenobi. Give me the microphone, motherfuckers don't me. Ha, they dumb as fuck when they roll me. God, we don't know why. Rip the rap, we go with third eye. That's why we bring it from the top to the bottom. Episode 39. Episode 39. All right, here on the Rips and Raps exclusive, we got my homegirl, Polite Maldonado, representing Just Urban Smoke Shop. What up? So tell us about your business, Just Urban Smoke Shop.
Well, at Just Urban Smoke Shop, we like to focus on all of our locals. So we support a lot of local blowers here in Albuquerque.
Nice.
And
you have great prices, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We don't charge all crazy for local glass, and we like to make people happy and, you know.
You're located on San Mateo, what is it, just north of Lomas? Or just
three blocks north of Lomas on your left-hand side, next to Heavy Girl Supply.
Yeah.
And then Black Rose Tattoo is right there in Clip Joint.
Nice. It's a great spot. They do a lot of stuff with the hip hop community. So far, you've hosted a few hip hop greats in your venue, such as the guys from Camp Low. Those guys are tight. And then who else did you just have?
Apathy's been our shop.
Dope.
Beatness has been there.
Talib Kweli was the most recent.
Talib Kweli.
Big up. Yeah, dude.
We're really proud. Next month, the day before 420, Mobb Deep's actually going to be there.
Mobb Deep! Up in the spot at Just Urban Smoke Shop. Tell them that date again, Polite.
The day before 420, April 19th.
Yeah, so 419 at Just Urban. Go check out Mobb Deep Hip Hop Legends here in Albuquerque, man.
We're going to be raffling off a $600 piece. It's only $1 a ticket. And all the money's going to go to the local blower that's winning a contest that we're actually doing. All the blowers that blow our glass, they're going to come out and they're going to blow glass in the front of the shop. It's going to be pretty sick.
That's freaking dirty. You know what? I love your shop. Just Urban is clean. They got nice merchandise. You brought us some merchandise tonight. So before we end the segment, I'm gonna look through this bag you brought me.
Okay.
And I wanna wow, there's some candy in there.
Yeah,
are those
money.
Condoms? What the?
No.
Well, you are
sick. We got everything.
I got a pixie stick. Whoa, I got this awesome liquid e-cig. It's a white rhino, right?
Yes, it's a white rhino.
And this is about an $85 value there retail. Rips and Raps is going to raffle this away on behalf of Just Urban Smoke Shop and the Whistling Addiction Show. We'll tell you how later on in the program. Right now, thanks a lot, Polite, for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Go check out Just Urban Smoke Shop.
Just Urban Smoke Shop.
San Mateo, just north of Lomas.
You're funny. You're so funny.
Long as we're discussing minorities, I want to mention something about language in this country. There are a couple of terms that are used in connection with minorities, usually by guilty white liberals. First one is, happens to be. He happens to be black. I have a friend who happens to be black. Like it's a fucking accident, you know? Happens to be black. Yes, he happens to be black. Ah, yes, 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 yes. He had two black parents. Oh, yes, that's right. Two black parents, yes. And they fucked. Oh, indeed they did. So where does the surprise part come in? I should think it would be more unusual if he just happened to be Scandinavian. And the other term is openly gay. They'll say, he's openly gay. But this is the only minority they use that for. You know, you wouldn't say someone was openly black. Well, maybe James Brown. or Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan is openly black. Colin Powell is not openly black. Colin Powell is openly white. He just happens to be black.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And while we're at it, when did the word urban become synonymous with the word black? Did I fall asleep for 8 or 9 years? Urban trends, urban styles, urban music. I was not consulted on this at all. Didn't get a fax, didn't get an email, didn't get a fucking postcard. Fine, that's all right. And I don't think white women should be calling each other girlfriend, okay? Stop pretending to be black. And no matter what color you are, you go girl should probably go. Right along with you the man. Hey, you the man. Oh yeah, well you the fucking honky.
Hello, who's this?
Is this the Riffs and Raps?
Yeah, and we're right in the middle of a broadcast right now.
Who is this?
This is Jerks Gently.
Jerks Gently.
Oh, it's that new. Yes, that new country. What's the country porn guy?
Yeah. Jerks
Gently. Oh, the guy with the hat and the sandals.
Yeah, that's and
right.
Yeah, he chokes himself when he ejaculates.
I got the googly eyes.
Well, what do you want?
Well, I was just calling to let you guys know that me and all my boys love your show, Rips and Rocks. We listen to you every week.
That's kind of surreal and a little awkward, but thank you, Jerks Gently.
You guys listen to us while you're fucking on the range?
Yeah, have you ever?
Definitely.
Yeah, so while you're filming porn, you're listening to our podcast.
I grunt with the beat.
Cool. Thanks.
Well, this has been fun. We're going to let you go as we're in the middle of the podcast. Bye, Jerks Gently.
Yeah, thanks,
bye,
bro.
Have a great
career.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction Show, episode 39 with Loki and Nick Furious. That was just an awkward call from Jerks Gently, who's a...
He's a fan.
He's a fan. He's a porno country star. It's
judge
a new,
him. That's
a new thing.
Job.
We also have amazing guests tonight. You've been listening to the beats provided to us by Epic Beats. This one currently is Daft Punk, but any of the beats mostly we rapped on tonight, Epic Beats, give them some love. We also have in the studio with us...
This one's not as good as the other one.
No, it's not.
I noticed that. I thought this doesn't sound like Epic.
No, exactly. Epic's way better than Daft Punk. Tell them who's in the studio with us tonight, Loki.
I don't know these people. Just kidding. We got Greg Swartzen playing down the guitar. We got the Dark Star.
Colin Darby.
Playing the sax, spitting some rhymes.
We're going to talk with him literally in about 2 minutes. We'll have him do our Pod People segment. But again, you can catch our show every Wednesday now, and it will be broadcast out to the world 10:30 p.m. Mountain Time to blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground, as well as www.podomatic.com. And if you subscribe on iTunes, you can avoid all that by just getting it right into your computer.
Yeah, just search for us in the iTunes store, and your life will be better. I promise.
We promise. We totally promise. We miss our bread and butter, our buddy, CT. He's out doing his thing, representing Flint, Michigan town. Give him some love. Of course, Mary Stockton, as well as Ben Polk here, Occupy Underground Radio. Thursday night.
We're on tomorrow night. Same time, same channel.
That's right.
10 p.m. Block Talk Radio, Literary Underground.
That's pretty cool, though, that they're on the actual radio also, on the same radio. I'm a big fan. Let me level with you. I'm emotional right now. The song is bringing it out of me, but
it's wrong.
I love you guys and gals. And those of you who put up with our antics every week and listen to our improv freestyle podcast, the only thing we put together beforehand is the music. But we just wing it from there.
Actually, that's not true. I make the music with my butt, and then we rap over it.
We now bring you
right
Bud People. Wait, you're nasty. We now bring you Pod People, a weekly artist spotlight where we showcase artists we know and love in our community. This week, we got my boy Colin Darby, a.k.a. Dark Star, in the place.
What's up, Rips and Raps?
Yo, this is my brother from another mother, one of the sickest guys I've ever seen on the horn, currently playing with Reviva, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I did a few shows with Reviva, and
yeah.
They were looking for some horns and, you know, kind of get that
it sounded
that
good
sound up in there. And yeah, they got some great music.
dude.
Really good music.
Well, you're no stranger. You have your, you know, a solo album, the Dark Star Project. Tell us what that's called.
Yes, I mean, it's really been a minute since I put together a full length album, but I'm still making some beats with Dial, Visceral View.
Nice.
You know, he makes the beats. You know, I provide the flavor, and you know, just you can still check me out. ReverbNation.com/Darbstar. Twitter.com, the Darbstar.
D-A-R-B-S-T-A-R, Darbstar, just like it sounds.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I follow you on Twitter.
I follow you anywhere you go, really.
Yeah.
You're pretty cool.
I retweeted you about the L.A. Kings one time.
That's right, man. Hockey. Shot on goal!
I know.
Shot on goal. No, wrong
captain. So Colin here is longtime Polonius Crew Foundation alum, and he's been in the scene many years doing his thing. I got mad respect for this guy. His lovely lady, I'm going to shout out Abby Diva. She's also a local performer.
Likewise. Yes, Abby Diva.
We love all the community. So, I mean, we're trying to bring it all together. Tell us when you got a show coming up next. Anywhere people can check you out in Albuquerque?
What's today? The 20th of March. The 23rd Saturday at Low Spirits.
So this Saturday is
this
23rd.
Saturday, the 23rd
at Low Spirits, all
right. That's right, 9 o'clock. I'll do a little Darb Star, some lyricism with some instrumentals on stage.
Nice, I didn't know that.
Polonius Crew Foundation, as well as Crazy Fool, local reggae favorites, man.
Big up Crazy Fool, what's up,
so? And I got another show, La Haitis. I'm with Star Productions, Carlos Contreras, down at the old Jazz Bar. It's Sunday. We perform with the Tubers, Dials, Mix the Heads down there. So come check it out. Art Bar, local collective.
Nice.
Low-key Furious.
Keeping it real. Thanks to Darbstar, man. It's been fun. We also got Greg Swartzen tonight in the studio. We just want to send him a big shout-out. He's been on the show before, but he's
much
my boy.
Much love, buddy.
Killing it for Band with No Name, GR Swartzen Band. Big ups to Darbstar and GR.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Come and 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 come
once. And got some cunt, and got some blunt raps, and some bit daps, and some suicidal tendencies from the rip rap.
Ah, yeah, well, just like some rip rap, sending the super female telling me it's really good. Stand still, yeah, I heard of you on the radio. It's the rap network taking over everything in the whole fucking universe. Yeah, you're gonna hear it so much it'll hurt. Like a song by that one bitch named Right Hannah, or however it goes, man. I don't understand. Hannah, it's my favorite show. I watch it in reruns. Yeah, I watch it with my stun gun. That's the name for the thing I put into my butt. But I ain't gonna tell you how it goes till I bust nuts. You, I'm watching it and I'm feeling my gut. Cause I got it inside of myself, man. This shit is sucks. I'm all up in the cup being disgusting.
Oh. Damn it, I'm gonna fuck, I can't lose my quarter. Come on, bitch. Oh, 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 God damn it, I love the arcade days before he got online to fucking fly drones and kill real people.
Everybody quiet, everybody quiet. Sit down.
Oh my god. Here comes the prize.
Really happening.
Oh my
god.
Oh, she's Mary and that dude.
Guys, this is
we
the
Simmons
and Elsevier wedding. I think we're in the wrong room. We meant to go to Simmons and Elsevier wedding.
We'll have you come and take a joke.
While we're here, we might as well enjoy the reception.
Everlasting God, stop.
and no sick man, make you feel well, though. We got this motherfucking show laid down. It's the Rip and Rap Show, and you know you like it now. We got a contest, we gon' tell you at the end how you can win something from our friend, Honey for Life. Just urban smoke shop, keep it swerving. Smoke your pot, yeah, and keep it working. And welcome back to our favorite showtime show, That's Loki, where Loki will tell you about things you never knew. Or if you did, now you know better. Here's Loki.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, thank you. Good to be here. Hey, so today I want to talk to you about the true meaning of Easter. That shit started with some Greek Orthodox shit. That's what we're told. It said that Mary Magdalene was telling the emperor about Jesus' resurrection, and he was like, yeah, right, and those eggs over there are red. And then the eggs turned red, right? And she was like, see, he's back, bitches. That's according to the Greek Orthodox, but that tradition actually comes from the holiday Nowruz, which is an Iranian New Year. From Zoroastrianism, where they make colored eggs.
What?
And the mom in the family eats one red egg for each child she has. It's to celebrate the springtime, the new year, which is what Easter is. Easter comes from the word Oaster, which is the goddess of fertility. A bunny is a symbol of fertility, and so is an egg. That's why that bunny is laying those eggs. You ever hear the phrase, fuck like rabbits? Yeah, that's where that shit comes from, right? Totally. Yeah, and actually the first appearance of the Easter Bunny as we know him was 16th century Germany. They said that all the good kids would take their hats or their bonnets or whatever, and they would make a little nest, and then the Easter Bunny would come and lay some colored eggs for them. But really, that shit's about the return of the sun. Springtime.
You've been listening to our favorite guy. His name's Loki, and this has been the Loki Show. See you next time.
Thanks.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Johnson & Johnson, where if your wang isn't working, we have a second one on demand.
That's two Johnsons.
I get it.
Get it?
Yeah.
This program is brought to you by Blackened Dicker. This program is brought to you by Body by Jake, Body by Roseanne, and Body by Tom Arnold, all of which didn't work for my body. Fuck everybody!
Fuck everybody. That should be your slogan for your new fitness company. Body by Furious.
Body by Furious. Okay.
Fuck everybody.
Why, I say, with a body by Furious, since I put on a Furious by Curious suit, a big old fat nasty Watson. You know I'm Wadsworth, I'm wearing one of those samurai suits, and those big old fucking dudes wanna get down.
With boots. We got big old boots, like a better scoot. Like the dog with the sap on the carpet. We'll lick you like carpet, we'll pick you apart, bitch. Yeah, we're all up inside of your apartment. We got samurai swords, and if you're bored, we'll cut microphone cords that we just gave you. We'll enslave you. Yeah, that's right, we'll pay you like the driveway. And then we'll drive our scooters on your chest. Fuck you.
Yeah. I meant to say sumo earlier, it's bugging my mind. I'm big old self-damn blind, making up words in a scripture of inscription, making up a seductive sedition from my bitching, making up all these words like I'm flipping in the kitchen. I'm whispering away, motherfuckers find me. Nick Fury is ready to be the famous one behind me. Motherfuckers are so pulling everybody. My thing needs some money. My thing ain't no silly putty. We need somebody to get down and give us some arm. A little bit of money, a little bit of acrimonious funds. I need them in my motherfucking wallet so I can get a ball. The motherfucking internet and buy a fucking yacht.
Yeah, mail order yacht service. Yeah, check it out. We got room service. They fly it in by helicopter. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yo, I want a cheeseburger. Into the phone, but he can't hear me. It's like Home Alone. There's a radio frequency that's all fucked up. I'm screaming like McCully and my mouth is all taped up. Yeah, and I'm ripping it off just to get off. Yeah, just feeling stuff in the store. I don't know what I'm saying, but I said it before. I had this dream one time and I'm having deja vu.
shitting in a kitten's mittens. One time, two times, forgiven. Never, you won't be. I'm hoping you're joking to scope me. Fuck me out with skunk weed. Yes, indeed. Eating chunky monkey with your husband. He's so hunky. Flunking me back in the third grade was a mistake. Motherfucker, now I got that made. Got a blade in my sock. I'ma cut you in half. Yeah, check it out. I'ma do some math. Add and subtract. I'ma divide you by the quotient of my dick. Take it away, guys. Come on.
Goodbye. Thanks for coming.
That's right, baby. That's right, baby.
Coming. Oh, yeah.
Episode 39 draws to a close here on the Rips and Raps Whistling Addiction Variety Comedy Rip Rap Hip Hop Freestyle.
Oh, that was a good one. I had good times.
Good times.
Thanks to Darb Star. Thanks to fucking Greg Swartz. And thanks to Ben for coming
out. Dude, you got to,
Big ups to Bandwidth No Name. Batwings for Labrat. New album coming out this spring, summer-ish. Sometime soon, I promise.
Well, we want to appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. Right now, we're going to be up on blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground as well. If you want to win that thing I mentioned to you earlier in the show, all you need to do is go on our Facebook page. It's Rips and Raps Radio Network. Seek it out. Click the like button, and then make a comment on our page after you like it and say what you like about Rips and Raps. We have 2 weeks from today, so, you know, by the end of the month, essentially, two Wednesdays from now, we're going to give away an $80 e-cig for free from Just Urban Smoke Shop.
Holy shit.
But you got to go like us on Facebook, Rips and Raps Radio Network.
Leave a comment.
And leave a comment afterwards.
The criteria are completely up to us. We pick the best one by our judgment. But fuck that, because right now it's time for the 30-minute rap workout. Five minutes or less. This week it's brought to you by the Ghostbusters. Strap on your proton pack and get to fucking climbing stairs. You know what I'm saying?
This is Egon Spengler. I speak on behalf of the whole rest of the crew when I say, he slimed me!
That was actually Peter Baker.
That was Egon Spengler.
Yo, but this is your chance to end the show, spit your own rhymes. We're going to shut up and get the fuck out of here.
Face dance. Come on.
What?
Oh, Winston. Oh, there you go. Winston. Black guy. Thanks for remembering.
I didn't know I was supposed to.
This show is brought to you by Equal Opportunity. And confirm it.
Nick's trying to make me look racist. Fucker.
See you next week on Rip the Rap.
Peace.
Yo, this is producer and star of the show alongside Loki. This is Nick Furious. We are listening to what we have done this week on our first Wednesday on Blog Talk. Hope you're enjoying it, and thank you to the Literary Underground for getting us on. We're going to play an additional segment tonight, so if you're streaming this after, peep out the previous episode, last week's Whistle Raps, episode 38, GMO Flows in Vega. That's going to play about 20 or so minutes, 25 minutes of that episode following my banter here. You're listening into the Rips and Raps Whistle Addiction program put on by Nick Furious and Loki each and every week. We appreciate you stopping by. Hopefully you're listening, you're sharing with your friends, letting everyone know about it. On a side note, go check out my band's new spoof on Macklemore's Thrift Shop. It's called Spliff Shop. Go to YouTube and look up the word Spliff Shop. Search Spliff Shop and then Macklemore Thrift Shop Parody. And you'll find Band With No Name, Epic, and Nick Furious doing our thing. Check us out. Help us go viral. Thanks for listening to Rips and Raps. We got more audio coming up right now. Don't go anywhere. Episode 38.
Rips and Raps. It's been proven that without Rips and Raps in their life, that babies, you know, they get ornery, they get tired.
Yeah, they seem a little uptight.
They get their nap. They're cranky.
That one baby is crawling on the ceiling, and that other one's head is spinning 360 between eyes. What's
look,
up with that?
It's okay, baby. Here, take some Rips and Raps. Here, you need a little Rips and Raps. Oh, that's a good baby. Yeah, that's a good baby.
Likes it.
Yeah, I like you. You like Rips and Raps, don't you, baby? Good baby. The following program is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Vagina!
Two on your face.
Episode 38. Sitting on your face.
Two on your face.
Rip and Rap.
The Whistle and Dixon podcast. Yeah. We got a video in the house from the Howling Wolves. Occupied underground and they're wearing their wool.
Yeah, that's right.
Rips and Rap. The Whistling Dixon Show, starring Loki and Nick Fury.
Normally nimble Nancy's Nantucket nightly.
Norm nibbles nonchalantly. Naming numb Nancy's nincompoops. Nanster! I don't even know. You know what? We don't even know, but we are creative here on Rips and Raps, and welcome to the Whistling Addiction program. You're catching us either on blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground or at www.podomatic.com, and maybe you're doing what? Subscribing through your iTunes?
Yeah, you're probably subscribing on iTunes, so you get that shit every week for free right in your little iTunes window. And you know what you can do? There's little stars right next to our name.
Yeah.
Just click on the fifth one there. 5 stars. Bam. Type in a little comment about how sexy my voice is.
Baby. And you know, listening here, you know, we'd like to, you know, we have a lot of new listeners. So, you know, to those of you that are now affiliated with the show through Blog Talk and through the Literary U, we appreciate
Denver.
You. So let's, yeah, big up Denver and all over. They're all over the country. You got Bud Smith and The Unknown Show. He's, you know, our counterpart now that we're sharing a block with. Check us out. But thank you for listening. So what this show is, tell them, Loki, it's kind of like a variety hour.
Well, it's called Rips and Raps. That's
rips
your
raps.
First clue. We take some rips, we rip some raps. It's all about freestyle, off-the-top rhymes. It's all about, we have guests every week. This week we got Emilio of Howlin' Wolves in the studio. Also plays drums for Roughhouse. What's up, buddy?
What up? How you guys doing?
We're fantastic. We also got CT in the house this week.
How are you doing?
Yeah, Ben's chilling in the background. What's up, Ben?
What's up?
Yeah.
Occupy Underground.
Occupy Dash Underground. That's a hyphen for all you smart folks out there. Minus sign. It's not a minus sign. It's a different key, isn't it?
I don't know
either.
You know,
but
no, it's a dash. It's a dash. It's a hyphen.
It's a hyphen. It's rips and raps all up in your ear holes. Getting down to some smooth jazz. I feel like I should be talking sexy right now. With this music playing, baby. Maybe me and you. Maybe some red wine. Doing a little sipping.
Some weapon oil.
You know? Maybe we'll take some ecstasy. Fuck. How about that?
Hey, now. This podcast is not intended for those with cerebral palsy. But we appreciate you listening anyway.
Why you gotta fuck with cerebral palsy community, bro?
Cerebral palsians? Well, actually, no, we got mad love for everybody, despite any kind of differences they have.
Unless you got some kind of foot fungus. We're like Digital Underground
we,
in that respect.
Yeah, and
fuck that.
And we don't like bigots. And if you're a bigot with a foot fungus, you might as well just never even come close.
Kick rocks.
This podcast comes every week right here on the Smooth Jazz Hour featuring Furious and Loki's Big Fat Vagina Lip Cocksuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Be ready. Rips and Raps coming at you right now, being as crude, rude as dudes can do. If you can do the do, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
I don't fucking know. All right, I go into a, you know, like a place when we do the show. It's kind of like I'm channeling the great beyond. And when we're done, I'm like, what happened? And I come back to my body and I suck.
And you're covered in fluids that you can't identify?
Fluids.
That happens to me a lot when I go out drinking.
Yeah, you know, and if you, speaking of drinking, it is going to be the 17th coming up this Sunday. It's going to be a great St. Patrick's Day to come down to Burt's Tiki Lounge if you're in the Albuquerque area. Check out Band with No Name, Good Green, and American Slang.
Fucking eh.
That's right, 8 to midnight this Sunday the 17th.
All you lads and lasses, get out there and dance your ass off. I'm wearing my Band with No Name shirt right now,
dude. We're being filmed for you as well.
Yo, before we're out of this intro, I want to give you a quick update on my band, Batwings the Lab Rat. Still in the studio. Our new album's called Tuning Antennas. Comes out, I don't know, soon.
Can't wait for that shit, man.
Fucking eh.
It's like little alien insect things.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Like, basically what we're doing is we're crafting nanobots that are going to go in through your ear holes, they're going to nest in your brain, and they're going to make you smarter. That's the kind of fucking pop hits we're creating right now.
That's so hot.
That sounds cool.
Fucking eh.
Totally hot. That's giving me an erection right now.
I only have a mild boner. Is something wrong with me?
It's like Starship Troopers. It's like the Starship Troopers Skinamax version, you know.
Nice.
We want to let you know
showers, baby.
This show's coming to you each and every Wednesday, and then again the following Tuesday at blogtalkradio.com/literaryunderground. Check us out. Enjoy Rips and Raps. We're about to do what we do every week, which is put together freestyles, put some skits together, give you some comedy, give you a little bit of libation for your brain, so all across the nation you can connect in song and spirit. We use different people's instrumentals. We put them together. We want to give them some love.
Do it.
Tonight our guest is Emilio from the Howlin' Wolves and Rough House. Yeah. We also got Ben Poe from Occupy Underground.
Yeah.
And CT represent.
Yeah.
If you're ready to roll,
You better be ready to go.
People, you better go. Rips and raps, man, leading the show. I bring the big bad dragon with my pants sagging. Excuse me, I'm the son of God like I'm Adam. Adam, Eve, you look what I got hidden on my sleeve. It's so concave and so sad, so it's so much mathematician. Let me bust like Leonardo da Vinci, DiCaprio, D. Bella, the Metrium. I'm in the Metrodome trying to throw a touchdown. But Adrian Peterson is trying to get his butt down. His clowns running around my town trying to grab some shit. I just came equipped with this freestyle off the lip. My man Loki and I, we built the show about a year ago. And now we get up on the microphone for your blazer. You like the show. We're ripping and rapping, flipping and flapping. We just start to back it. It's all freestyle rapping off the top of the dome. You motherfucking cracker.
Ridiculous shit on this Dixon Rap podcast, bringing the hits. Get down and it's so thick. It's like some video when it's creeping across your dick. It's thick, it's pussy, it's fucking disgusting. You put it in too many pussies. I mean pussies, I mean it's pussy. It's fucking lumpy. It's got like hairs growing out of it. I'm scared of it. Yeah, I poured some syrup on it to cure it, but it didn't work. It just got more thick and sick and smelly. Man, what's wrong with my belly? I think the cancer is spreading. It's all up inside of my head and my bedding. My sheets are decaying. My blood is spraying out of every pore. And you cannot ignore the way I'm eviscerating you with my bed sores. Oh shit, what the fuck is happening? Now I'm in another dimension, tripping and laughing. And we got Emilio up in the house. We got T.T. and Ben and the King to get mad. Yeah, the King to get down on the floor.
Find the ground. The rapper CG up in the mix. Yo.
Generous 20% tips across the board. I was prosperous. I was making loot.
girls slanging burgers and fries. But it's better than working behind a place with those eyes and behind them cubicles, fighting all over my cuticles, cause I'm stressed out and I feel so habitual. The ritual is tracked, lacked down like a dragon. I said it twice, but I'ma start sagging. I'm bringing back spaghetti and meatballs, and the fact that I'm Italian at heart, yo. I break balls like I'm breaking you. I'm raking you over the coals like I'm taking you. I'm taking you to win. Like in the snare, put it in the background, the ground over there. Change your underwear. Scare me.
You're listening to the Rips and Raps Radio Network. Keep it tuned right here.
Who's afraid of the punk police? Niggas run the streets, no justice, no peace. Fuck the law, rather draw than do time. Don't fuck with mine, cross the line. My two nines go play out. When I shoot them, Korean motherfuckers was quick as some niggas had to burn and loot them. Now the streets ain't safe enough. My niggas straight take his life, so don't sleep with my Jeep creep up. How we hit him, if the eclipse. Then dip, cause we did them.
Yeah.
Licking all shots on the top to the proper. Woo. Love for my niggas, but a Glock for the cop. So what the fuck you wanna do now? I'm back to 9 last year. In 99, I'm back in 2000. And even if they pull a trick, they can shoot one man, but nothing's gonna stop the plan.
Yeah.
Turn your dials up.
What? I'll be busting so hard, CT, I'm breaking straight into your car. It's snatching you out, motherfuck that mouth. Blowing shit out with that shit and I'm out. I'm shipping, you tripping, this bitch get a missing. Microphone check with you, I'm killing in the kitchen. What you wanna say, man, I'm killing in the basement. Microphone check, yeah, you call my fucking Jason. With the mask, I ain't gotta ask shit. Loki tell him how I'm motherfucking killing shit.
Coming legit like Nick Furious or MC Hammer, Arm and Hammer is what I use when I'm brushing my teeth. I got my master thesis, it's about Jesus and how he came down from the sky on the 4th of July and fed us all pizza pie. It was great, I saw it with my own eyes, but one of them, the other one was on your mama's bum. I was watching it swiftly from the corner, jerking off so quickly. Could call me living so sickly, but that's alright, man, cause my spit is so sickly. Coming out like a hippie's vomit. I'm rocking this shit like blue fucking bonnet. I got the butter, it's buttery and yummy. Yeah, and my crumb cake so crumbly. I'm dipping it inside of some coffee. Y'all hating motherfuckers, get the fuck off of me. Yeah, I can hear you, y'all popping. While I'm blowing clouds, you'll be in your coffin. It's alright, cause we do this shit often. Every single week on the internet, in fact, yeah. Nick Furious, I got your back. Get up on the mic and attack.
Individuals are tested, left in this place of suspension. But I bring back suspended animation with my creation across the nation. You better love the station. What I'm doing for you is making your whole life better. I'm 3D, HD, television technology. I'm doing it with free stylists. You profiling, admiring like I'm enamorable and you nothing but just a captain. If you want to mess with us, you better be ready for the smacking of your life. Coming to my submarine, I'm Liam Neeson, and this is a motherfucking movie about some war game battle. Type shit. Yo, get aboard the ship. Rips and raps, I spit freestyles all the day. We legit. With my man Loki and my man CT. Got Ben P up in the background. Yo, fucking up these clowns. Yo, yeah, where you at? Oh, 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 Emilio. Oh, oh, you hit the snare. Let it flow, flow. Turn it up.
Let the beat fucking in really soon, cause the moon, yeah we gon' do. 1, 2, 3, 4, you know we coming through. Stop the little now, bring that beat down. It's the end and it's Loki's turn now. Get it, microphone, guess that it isn't.
Yeah, maybe it is. Every single day, that's how we live. Puffin' on the kind the Lord forgive. If it was a mistake, I don't know what you got, what it takes to survive. Society, you lied to me when I was growing up, but that's alright. I found out everybody is corrupt, even me, even you. It's alright, back row a few. Couple pairs of balls, you're gonna need them at least, yeah. While we're rocking the streets, about to Turkey, New Mexico, you're banging the beat. This rip the rap, this is the podcast. Yes, sir, and we got it on blast. All over the internet, you'll never laugh. Trying to keep up, cause we're running the class. So in the head, that's a valedictorian. You can't ignore me, son. While they're snoring, I'm soaring. Yeah, hey, up in the sky, you can see me eating hay like I'm a horse kind of guy. Like I'm Julia Roberts, but male. Cause I ate too much kale. I turned into a horse, and then I got a divorce from my wife like 17 years. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna go watch Cheers on TV Land. Or like All in the Family or something. That guy is racist.
Meeny, meeny, miny, mo. Meeny, meeny, miny, mo. More flow, more flow, more, more dough. Meeny, meeny, miny, meeny, miny, meeny, miny, mo, 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 mo.
Here we go, and here we go, ready to start a show. Soldiers, mount up and get ready to step in line. Take this perspective.
Yeah, we got the weapon. It's getting hectic, but don't neglect it. Listen to it every week up on the iTunes. Cause we're shooting for the moon. We're making gold doubloons, making your poon all sugary and wet. And we're coming soon back on the internet. Hey, yo, CT, get up on here and make them hedge the bet.
Yo, I'ma make them salute me. Bring back the army. Microphone check, none of y'all can harm me. And I'm kind of ornery. Microphone check, and I'm doing it on the rips and raps.
Like you motherfuckers ain't seeing the past. For the future that could come if we don't understand. We gotta embrace the moment, otherwise the moment moves and shifts. Yeah, it's like the Matrix. Yeah, I see Morpheus, and you can take the little green pill, i.e. my ball sack in your mouth. Understand that.
Yeah, this is Toasty and Blue. We're here to represent Juice Squad, coming up from Bomb Squad Records. We're doing rips and raps with Low Key and Nick Furious. Check it out.
Yeah, go freestyle, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. You know we love you. My diamonds are glistening. I'm above you. Yeah. Cause I got bling, even though I can't sing. I'm better than you. That's the kind of style I bring. I'm up in the club and you're not. I'm fucking bitches that are hella hot. You're just fucking regular girls like Sevens in Ohio or something, man. Me? I'm in heaven in Los Angeles, fucking 11. Yeah, you can't stand this, how I handle this. You're fucking hella pissed. Doing this so good, it's ridiculous. I'm not bragging, I'm just tagging your nutsack with my Sharpie. I'm attacking. Yeah, I'm just writing on your taint. Don't say it's gay, cause it fucking ain't, okay? I'll just fucking fight you right now. I'll hold you down and put my dick in your mouth. It's not gay, man, it's just to prove a fucking point. Man, fuck this shit. Let's go smoke a fucking joint.
Now, really, do we gotta be that obnoxiously ridiculous? Come on now.
Yeah.
I just wanna share what I'm thinking. Busting it down with a little bit of this. No regret for the master. The music is master. The mix and the geographical location. The vibrations we're making. Overstating and understanding. We be underestimated, but we overplanning our route. And we gotta do it out without a doubt. So I just look into my telescope. Looking in your face and I'm feeling the flow down. I know I see the moon, the man looking back, trying to tell me what I gotta do with my life. It ain't jack. I ain't got no cheese, I ain't got no cows, got nobody for me to fuck around. Wow, I just let it out, I belt it down, cause that's what's coming up in my soul. Rips and raps, the Whistling Dixon Show. Arriba, 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 andale, 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 andale. Now, Real Scoop with Joshua Dreams Ryan Blunts. On tonight's program, we discuss genetically modified organisms. Is our food source safe? Does the FDA have our best interests at heart?
Is it safe?
This week and others on The Real Scoop with JJRL. Josh, to you.
Hello, kids. Today we're going to talk about GMOs. Yes, genetically modified organisms. All our food now is all genetically modified. What does that mean? Well, it definitely means it's not organic. All the tests that are being done on rats, these things have tumors that are bigger than their bodies. If we continue eating this stuff, do you know what we're going to look like in 20 years? I am dead serious. This shit is nasty. We have no idea the long-term implications of it. These kids today are growing up eating fast food, fluoridated water, hormones, and shit that are making boys girls and girls boys.
Ew.
Seriously, this is going on. And most people just think, food. We gotta feed our kids. No, man. It takes effort to be healthy. It takes effort to be smart. The big deal right now is labeling genetically modified foods. Everybody's real happy right now that by 2018, Whole Foods will be labeling everything. By 2018, we'll be walking around with tumors for heads. Come on. That just gives future implications of shit that we don't even understand right now. Monsanto, the evil empire.
Fuck them.
Let's just boot them out of the fucking country.
Yeah. Out the world.
Don't give them an excuse to continue using these GMOs.
And this has been a presentation of The Real Scoop with KJRL.
Need I say more?
You're listening to Rips and Raps, where we smack a motherfucking kangaroo at least once a week. Make sure we get our hip-hop on.
Thank you. You Aussie fuck.
No, we like Aussie and...
Except for the kangaroos. Cause fuck.
I gotta tell you, I gotta show you, I gotta let you know. Everybody stand up and do maybe 4 bars and 8. Keep it short, let's rule the street. It's my time to pass it off. Yo, no telling why you gon' jack it off.
I'ma jack it off with a velvet glove on. I'm at Olive Garden eating bread and seafood. I'm eating all kinds of soup and salad. This is how we do it and it's valid. So CT, come and get up in here and show me.
Talking about kangaroo. Kangaroo, this is what I'm gonna do. I'ma go down south with that kangaroo. That's some real nasty shit, but I will do a live show. This motherfucking dream. I'm just playing all around, you know I keep it clean. Oh, you know we keep it clean. Just as clean as a washing machine. I'm gonna take out all the grass stains that are green. I will scream. Don't wanna play. I got tired and I got something to wash things away. So hey, stay tuned to the show.
Keep on listening. We got you glistening with beats that sweat down in your whistling diction area. But the friction tearing ya, cause you're like 4 weeks late on your period. Period. End of the sentence. Yeah, and we keep representing. Come up here and come on and bring it, yeah. If you like, we can even sing it.
We can sing it, we can sing it, we can see it. Freestyle, so I will just swing it. Like a bird, I'll be taking off softly. Microphone, yeah, it's costly. Thank y'all for dropping like this. CT, yeah, I'll be pooping on shit. Like motherfucking people every day. If I was a bird, I would fly my cares away. And it's your time, so it's your time. Nick, spit a rhyme one more time. Will embrace ya, yeah, I wanna taste ya. If you wanna face me, I'll face back and let ya. But mouth moist, moist, moisturous. Yeah, I'm flipping these clothes like these motherfucking people that you know.
Let them know this is a show that you need up in your motherfucking ear hole. Cause we're climbing out of manholes like some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah, we're bringing sorcery. Yeah, but not with force. We're coming with mastery. It's disasterly, like Dick Dastardly. We're tying you to cane cracks, and you can't come back like you're in the end of a cul-de-sac. Yes, and we're bringing it back one time. Experience DD and Loki with the rhyme.
You may have noticed that in the media, UFO believers are usually referred to as buffs, a term used to diminish and marginalize them by relegating them to the ranks of hobbyists and mere enthusiasts. They're made to seem like kooks and quaint dingbats who have the nerve to believe that in an observable universe of trillions upon trillions of stars, and most likely many hundreds of billions of potentially inhabitable planets, some of those planets may have produced life forms capable of doing things that we can't do. What nerve. On the other hand, those who believe in an eternal, all-powerful being, a being who demands to be loved and adored unconditionally, and who punishes and rewards according to his whims, are thought to be worthy, upright, credible people. This, in spite of the large numbers of believers who are clearly close-minded fanatics. To my way of thinking, there is every bit as much evidence for the existence of UFOs as there is for the existence of God. Probably far more. At least in the case of UFOs, there have been countless taped and filmed, and by the way, unexplained, sightings from all over the world, along with documented radar evidence seen by experienced military and civilian radar operators. This does not even begin to include the widespread testimony of not only highly trained, experienced military and civilian pilots who are selected for their jobs in part for their above-average eyesight and mental stability, but also of equally well-trained, experienced law enforcement officers. Such pilots and law enforcement people are known to be serious, sober individuals who would have a lot to lose were they to be associated with anything resembling kooky, outlandish beliefs. Nonetheless, they have taken the risk of revealing their experiences because they are convinced they have seen something objectively real that they consider important. All of these accounts are ignored by the media. Granted, the world of UFO belief has its share of kooks and nuts and fringe people, but have you ever listened to some of these religious, true believers? Have you ever heard of any extreme, bizarre behavior and outlandish claims associated with religious zealots? Could any of them be considered kooks, nuts, or dingbats? A fair person would have to say yes. But the marginal people in these two groups don't matter in this argument. What matters is the prejudice and superstition built into the media coverage of the two sets of beliefs. One is treated reverently and accepted as received truth. The other is treated laughingly and dismissed out of hand. As evidence of the above premise, I offer one version of a typical television news story heard each year on the final Friday of Lent. Today is Good Friday, observed by Christians worldwide as a day that commemorates the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whose death redeemed the sins of mankind. Here is the way it should be written. Today is Good Friday, observed worldwide by Jesus buffs, as the day on which the popular bearded cultural figure, sometimes referred to as the Messiah, was allegedly crucified and, according to legend, died for mankind's so-called sins. Today kicks off a holy weekend that culminates on Easter Sunday, when it is widely believed this dead Savior, who also, by the way, claimed to be the son of a sky-dwelling invisible being known as God, mysteriously rose from the dead. According to the legend, by volunteering to be killed and actually going through with it, Jesus saved every person who has ever lived and every person who will ever live from an eternity of suffering in a fiery region popularly known as hell, providing, so the story goes, that the person to be saved firmly believes this rather fanciful tale. That would be an example of unbiased news reporting. Don't wait around for it to happen. The aliens will land first. I have a problem with the Ten Commandments. Here it is. Why are there ten? We don't need ten. I think the list of commandments was deliberately and artificially inflated to get it up to ten. It's clearly a padded list. Here's how it happened. About 5,000 years ago, a bunch of religious and political hustlers got together to figure out how they could control people and keep them in line. They knew people were basically stupid and would believe anything they were told, so these guys announced that God personally, had given one of them a list of 10 commandments that he wanted everyone to follow. They claimed the whole thing took place on a mountaintop when no one else was around.
I feel silly.
Oh, I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and Corey's.
I feel kind of high. What are those brownies you gave me?
Those weren't brownies, dude. That was actually my fecal matter.
Yeah, that was feces.
Oh, well, it was delicious. Your THC levels are impressive.
Thanks, buddy.
You're listening to Rips and Raps, where we push the boundaries every week and sometimes offend our listeners, but please come back and join us on more mellow afternoons where the moon is in such high tide, pulling, and, you know, we're not, you know, on our man periods and everything else. We're later on in the show going to be going and doing some broga, which is a new form of
yoga.
You'll
learn all about it.
You're going to love it. I want to take a moment here on Rips and Raps. This is our 30th episode, and what we live on is freestyle rap, skits, sound effects, and other amazing things. I do want to support all the many producers that have helped the show out. I'm going to name a few. Some of my homies like Epic Beats, and of course Illustrated, Bowie, Jules. These are some of these people I've just met throughout. B. DeRazzo. We've used, of course, the Boom Jacks, Warspawn, Laange, there's so many amazing, Thievery Corporation, to reggae stuff. So thank you all for providing us the landscape. I want to appreciate the artists who give us the backdrop. So
yeah, man, without that, it would just be us saying stupid shit. And
which
it
is anyway. Yeah, I mean, it's sort of.
Nobody wants that shit.
We got our man Emilio. He's in the house tonight. How you doing, brother?
Great.
Oh, wonderful. You were a member of a group called the Howlin' Wolves.
Yes.
That were supposed to be here tonight representing, correct?
Yeah, me, Tyler and I.
So Tyler had to work a shift.
Had to work.
Shit happens. Shift happens. you also played with Rough House.
Yeah, I put
Hunter and the Gang,
Yeah, Hunter Jack, Ghetto Bird,
Gary.
Yeah.
They've been our guests on the show. You've indeed been on the show with us as well. So I'm going to actually take this moment to start Pod People, a weekly artist spotlight where we showcase artists we know and love in our community. This week, as he saves children on the weekends. And some think he may seriously be Batman's alter ego.
He worships the devil.
The devil worshiper. His name is Emilio, and he's representing on the drums tonight. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, man. It's fun.
I like what you're doing. You're throwing some snare with some jazz, some nice toned down sticks over some of this the beats, which is tight.
It's real classic. Yeah. Class.
Very
class.
We almost started doing Roots, get my kicks on Route 66. Jazzy, we're going to go up and do this here in Albuquerque at what's the Hilton restaurant, the whatever club. Anyway,
one night only.
The point is, fancy restaurants would love us. So you're listening to us either on Podomatic.com or hopefully at the Literary Underground site. We're talking with Emilio. Tell us a little bit about your band real quick, the Howlin' Wolves, and tell us for the fans where they can catch you online.
Tyler and I are just this rock and roll duo, and just real raunchy and gritty and raw.
We like
and,
that.
Yeah, it sounds really, really pretty wicked.
It's kind of like an evil rockabilly-ish thing. I don't want to say rockabilly.
Yeah,
more it's real.
Roll,
it's
like,
real like whiskey
rock
and cigarette kind of rock
yeah,
and roll.
Exactly.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it. Definitely.
So,
and you guys are playing a shitty shows coming up?
We have our next show's April 11th at Low Spirits with Mr. Right and the Leftovers and this really cool duo from Denver called the Barnyard Stompers.
Amazing. What if people want to seek you out online, is there a place
it's like Howlin' Wolves Music after the / on the facebook.com.
Rips and Raps, the Whistling
Addiction Show.
We want to thank you for coming back to the show. Rips and Raps. This is sort of like the skeleton key that unlocks the door into infinite perception. Conversations are elected to be elongated. Tonight's guest on Rips and Raps has been Emilio, and we have my man CT and also my man Ben. He gonna talk later, see? I promise.
He been chilling in the background, paying homage and throwing Molotov cocktails at your mama. And if she don't burn up like it's over, we gon' calm her. Say it's Liarona in the streets, we gon' warn her. Watch the children, now they gonna get smashed for corners. That's right, you know we got it all. Rips and Raps, episode 13, take it all.
Taking it all for all the marbles. Yeah, doing it with my big old pair of balls. I'm doing it with my parasol. Spring's right around the corner, it's getting sunny, y'all. Yeah, like I'm doing it from Texas. You can't elect this, like I'm George Bush. I'll win anyway, I'll win till I'm hella gray. Up in the hair, cause that's how presidents get up there. It's alright, I'll get up there at the top. And I'll slide down on a shoe, climb up a ladder again. You can't stop me from doing it, my friend. And I'll do it till I'm dead, and I'll do it again. I'm doing it, ha ha. Yes, I'm doing it.
On the microphone, bow, I'll be using it every day. I get it like this. It's so simple with these fucking snares in this mix. Thanks for coming out, listening to the show. Microphone check, yeah, you know we gonna go all across the globe, battling the soul. What you wanna say? I'm in always in control, but I'm getting there. CT don't care about the motherfucking talk about how nice hair. Fuck that shit, nice shirt, kiss my dick, bitch. CT on the microphone, I'm on everybody's hit list or wish list. You can get this in a package, so sit back and grab it as I rap it. Microphone, I attack it every single time, and I'm about to give it back with Band with no name, Nick Furious. Epic, yeah, boy, he's so curious about the beat set. He spit is so perfect. Tell him, Nick, about your fucking band and your purpose.
Oh, yeah. Yo, it's me with my badge, it is my purpose. Taking evil off the streets for all of the persons. I do it for the people, purse snatching worksmen. I do it for the wordsmiths and all the marksmen. The X-Men, Xavier, Professor X, looking in your mind, trying to find a reason.
Chapter 3. Why do drug dealers still live with their moms?
Why?
The two previous chapters were built around a pair of admittedly freakish questions.
Okay.
What do school teachers and sumo wrestlers have in common?
I don't know.
And how is the Ku Klux Klan like a group of real estate agents?
Greedy fuckers.
All right, this week, we have a new segment.
Hello and welcome to the Loki Show.
Oh.
Here on the beautiful island of Hawaii, where we take you to our friend Loki. And he will tell you things about life you've never heard before. Welcome our host Loki for That's Loki.
How's it going? Good to be here. Thanks. So, we got a new pope. The Catholics got a new pope. And what I don't understand is if the old pope retired and the pope's supposed to be the voice of God, then who is telling the cardinals how to choose a new pope if the pope is supposed to be appointed by God? Where's God right now? I can't hear him. Well, I can now that we have a new pope. Thank God. I don't know what I was going to do if we didn't get a new pope. It took 50 days last time. This time it took like 2.5. So that's cool. Another thing I don't understand, if the pope is appointed by God, why do the cardinals have to vote on him? And if the cardinals have to vote and he's appointed by God, shouldn't it be a real easy choice because God just tells them who to pick? Why does it have to be a 2/3 majority?
I don't know.
I smell shenanigans, that's all I'm saying. I don't know if y'all folks out there watched the new pope as he got introduced. I'm sure it's on YouTube or the internet somewhere. Check that shit out, because the guy that introduced him, I don't know if he was on meth or if he had just murdered a child, but the eyes on that guy, I don't even know what the fuck.
You've been listening to That's Loki. Give it up, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, welcome back to the second half. Welcome back to the show. Here we go. Welcome back to the second half of the show.
Yeah.
I took an old classic, flipped it around and made it feel drastic. It's the way that I go. Beats don't always change perfect, yo, but I gotta make the loop when I make the show. So I'll make it sound dope, cause I love the oldies. Motown is my thing. Bring it on down when I make it ring. Loki, wait for the beat to change. Tell them why you do
I'm just here to wreck it. I hope you respect it, don't second guess it. I'm just stepping, never half, always full, always full of smoking bowls, always puffing on the throat like we are in full control. I smoke it right up to my soul, right up into my brain. Then I go insane and change with the beat. So drastically, you're passing me, your titties, it's alright. I'm so pretty, I'm nifty. Your neck, come and kick it so swiftly.
Sponsored by Broga. With your host for Broga, Brody and Candy.
I know Kung Fu.
Oh, hello, I'm
welcome
Brody.
Welcome to Broga, guys.
I'm Brody, and welcome to Broga.
You can just, like, let it all out and be dudes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody let your chit and saw and just sit down.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
have a seat. No, if you want to take out your cock and balls, bros,
ooh,
it's all good.
Yeah,
no homo. Just take them out. You know what I'm saying?
Shredder, cold shredder.
If you need to let a fart or, like, you know, scratch, bros, shit. Do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Hold on. I want you to breathe into your sacrum. Breathe inside of your sacrum. Let the sacrum be sacred.
How's your sacrum feel, bro?
My God, it feels so sacred. Okay, now listen, everybody. Breathe, okay? Brody says breathe, okay, bro? Brody says breathe, bro. Okay.
Right, tell him, Brody.
Yeah. Now I want you to let it out and push into downward, upward, like dog, you know? Like, just be
yeah,
a dog.
Just like, like, if you're flexible enough right now to lick your own balls like an upward dog, that's cool.
That
okay.
is Broga.
But if you're not, that's cool too.
Broga.
That's Broga, you know?
Broga. With Brody and Keanu. Special guest, Angela Lansbury. Yo, I eat a Saddlebury steak with Angela Lansbury. My life is at stake, but I'm a permatary, permatary. I'm prematurely ejaculating. I'm prematurely in the masculation of my own soul. Yeah, I masturbate 3 times a day. Give me some more onion powder and some sage so I can make a nice bristle and some gristle for my grandma thistle. Yeah, I break it down like milk thistle. I came to rip you, rip and rap you. Understand, I chew, I sneeze. Yeah, coming up on my knees, let's keep it going down, please.
I sit back and relax and chill. Microphone check, I'm about to take me a pill. Relax in the ocean, staying so still. There's the shark wing, you know I had to kill. A shark wing, dang, what you wanna say? American slang, being in tank. What you wanna say, what's a boy's good dream? First sticky lounge, yeah, you coming to be mean. Got that show, we doing it like this every single day. And I'm rocking that dough. Come out and check us out, rinse the rap, good green. American slang, being in, do the damn thing. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Get it, get it, get it, get it. Loki motherfucking get it. Get that mic, rinse and rap, how we did it.
How we did it, I hit it like Cole Riddick. Come and get it, if you're serious, we're sick and furious. Loki, smoking on the good green. Damn, we're doing it, and we're choking. And you must be joking if you think you're stepping. In the 505, like a beehive, sweeter than honey, sweeter than a bunny that you get on. Easter, it's a feast, sir. Yes, we're eating it all up, and we're not coming from up. We're just coming pure and sure, but for still from hell. Coming up like it's so swell. Just be smiling on another day. Yeah, don't be smiling, don't act like you're afraid. Just be smiling and relaxing. Just sit back and max. Just act normal. Big up to normal. National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here we go. If you like it, you better step into the realm of the city. Don't be a city if you want to be your blister. I'm going to pop it like the people want to miss her. I don't even know what I'm saying. Look, the freestyles are Ruby Day from Albuquerque. If you like it, what you're hearing, I'm going to make you a turkey. Invite you over for dinner. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
podcast. It's a program and a podcast. You can catch it each and every week at
riffsandraps.podomatic.com. Check us out on iTunes. Subscribe. Get that shit every week. Hit us up. Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? Literary Underground, right?
Yes, sir.
From New Mexico. Butter. I really want a Bloody Mary, Mama. What up, Mary Stockton in the house? OU, BNN. I'm your friend. Got no pretend when we playing at the end. I like the beats, man. They make me feel nice. Got my man Benjamin Pogue on the light. Oh, he's just controlling that video camera. I'm laming at you, aiming at you, getting down mandolin. Oh, I said it twice. I came back again and again. Yeah, I'm spitting like a reptilian. You know you want it with the Emilio with them howling. Underground and CT rapping on
Occupy
the mic tonight.
Occupy-underground.com for all the latest.
Mary Stockton in the house as well.
Hey.
Yeah, Mary Stockton.
Yeah. Big up.
All the
of our love, all of our graciousness to all those who listen every week. Keep tuned in to this. It is becoming more and more exciting every week. This is episode 38. I just can't wait to see what we do for you down the road. Again, this is a weekly improv podcast. We're a variety show. We make it up as we go, all except for the music that I mostly have laid down beforehand. Sometimes we get a guest DJ. Sometimes we get a musician.
Tell them all the secrets.
Well, I mean, the secret is love. Motherfucker, love and semen. Some nasty-ass semen.
Yeah, we're all covered in cum right now.
Cum covered.
You know how long it took us? At the end, this is how hard it is to make this show. At the end of every show, we immediately have to start jacking off in a bucket again and do it all week just so we have enough to drench us and our guests in our semen. It's really hard.
It's very satanic.
But you're getting this for free, so, you know.
Ben, thanks for being here tonight, man. Ben, let them know what's going on with your show this upcoming week. You guys have your broadcast on Thursday on blogtalk.com/theliterarynground.
That's right. Occupy Underground Radio in the house tomorrow night. We've got Jimmy's Jupiter. And
Jimmy's Jupiter tomorrow night.
Jimmy's Jupiter.
Nice. Cool. And obviously Mary will be there, and so will
Stevie. Yeah, I'll be there. And make sure you check out all these great things that we're doing. This is going to be one of the first times that we've ever done this. And we're going to film it, and we're going to put it on the website. Occupy-underground.com. Also, it's going to be on the Band With No Name.
Yeah.
And where else is it?
Well, I'm just going to say you're being filmed right now. As a matter of fact, if you're listening to this podcast, you're being filmed. You are being captured.
Big Brother is watching you.
I'm watching.
And I am masturbating at you.
What is the big old thing with masturbation this evening?
Hey,
I mean, does everybody need to go home and do something?
It's because it's really, really hot in here.
We're only human.
Because
it's really fun.
It's called hot broga. I talked about, yo. Hot broga.
Welcome to broga, bro.
Ready. Welcome to hot broga, y'all. I need to work on my accent. But, you know, this is a place, a safe space. This is the trust tree with the nest that Will Ferrell talked about in Old School. Where you can you can say whatever you want here. You're safe. This is Nick Furious. My band With No Name, will be performing this coming upcoming Sunday. It's St. Patrick's Day. Bird Speaking Lounge in Albuquerque. It's a free show. 21 plus, 8 p.m. to midnight. Good Green, Band With No Name, American Slang, Occupy Underground, AC May in the house doing some henna. And I mean, Rips and Raps might even be there too. Loki, you're gonna come.
I'm not sure. I might be there. I might not. You're gonna have to come out.
I love this guy. He's like, I can't commit, y'all. Hey
man, I got shit to do. You know what I'm saying?
I might be a broga that
day. I might be a broga.
Yeah. Sometimes I gotta go to broga class.
But I gotta pull my penis, you know?
Yo, make sure you hit me up if you have any questions. You can hit us up at ripsandraps@gmail.com.
That's right.
If you want to tweet at me, it's @BatwingsLabRat. That's the name of my band, Batwings for Lab Rat. Check us out on the internet, on Facebook. Check out Band With No Name. That's Nick's band.
.com. BandWithNoName.com.
Yeah.
Big up to Mark Jackson and, of course, Sean Smokalips now for coming up with some dope web design. We love to give our homies love. We want to see you out on the scene. We want to see you participating. This has been the Rips and Raps Whistle and Diction Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to episode 38.
It's about that time.
All right. Right now, we got what is called the 30-Minute Rap Workout in 5 minutes or less. This week brought to you by Corey Feldman and Corey Haim. Rest in peace, whichever one of you passed away.
No one's really sure, but it doesn't really matter.
I don't remember.
So explain to our listeners, Loki, what the 5 minutes is.
This is your chance to close out the show with some rhymes of your own. So get up off the couch.
Yeah.
If you're driving, fucking groove. Who cares who's looking? Just spit some rhymes. It's your turn right now.
Spit it.
Get up off your ass and do the shit.
Get it. Learn yourself.
Peace out.